You can't make a lion out of a butterfly. He was built naturally big, and he was strong. He was just born into it with oversized curls that fell over his forehead. He even had an English accent, and he was pretty if you didn't look too close. All he lacked was soul and fire. He'd never been hungry, he'd never been lonely. He'd never been anything but big and strong with oversized curls. And we worked him up the heavyweight ladder against misfits with glass chins. And he was 26-0 when we put him in against the fifth-ranked contender, a black butterball who'd been in prison twice, once for rape, once for burglary, a cokehead. And our boy Bobby, he looked good in the first round. He had a 6-inch reach on butterball. He had youth, size, strength, perfectly trained. But butterball came out in the second and started landing shots from the outfield. Our boy covered up like a girl, backed against the ropes, hid under his arms. And in the third round, it was the same. And in the fourth, butterball got to his chin. And our boy Bobby fell down right off, took the count, and he got right up at 11. None of us would talk to him in the dressing room. He sat on the edge of the table and said, "I'm going to take up acting." Butterball had told me right after the fight, that guy couldn't raise half a hard-on in a high-class whorehouse. "Go take your shower, Bobby," somebody in the room said. When he walked into the shower room, we looked at each other. There were three or four of us. "Well, shit," somebody said, and that's what it was. When the wine is gone, the reading is over. I hope there's some wine.